Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
I was planning this week to talk about the importance of structure for mental health. However, after a trip to my neighborhood drugstore, I decided to save that topic for another time. Here's what happened. While I was standing in the long checkout line at the drugstore, I started reading the front of the magazines that were positioned on the way to the till. Without exception, they were all touting the ways to lose weight. Diet tips, recent celebrity, fitness regimes, the next slimming food choice, everything necessary to create the new you. When I was in a similar lineup in December, the same publications were all pushing high-calorie, yummy holiday treats. Another group of women was also waiting in line, and I asked them if they felt like they were being manipulated. They smiled. I don't like marketing. Not all marketing, just the kind of the type that's trying to push me to purchase a product I didn't need in order to make my life become as perfect as the lives of the people in the advertisement. Encouraging items that solve a problem created by their advertising departments that I didn't even know that I had until I came across their commercials, written, electronic, or verbal. These types of marketing are easy to spot and are the obvious forms of manipulation. However, there are subtler forms that are harder to fight against because we don't always know that we're being affected. I suggest that one of these forms is in the topics covered in mainstream magazines and how they're presented to potential readers. The headings on the front of the covers of the magazines are designed to get us to buy the publication. They do this by making us consciously or unconsciously question if we need the information contained in the magazine. Unfortunately, the questions are not asked in a strength-based, straightforward way. For example, instead of advertising ways to reach a healthy body weight, they promise ways to drop 25 pounds by eating soup, the title illustrated by a model who may or may not be of a healthy body weight. The message that we often get from media is that we are not wonderful in our current form. For fun, try this experiment. The next time you pass a magazine rack, look at the headings on the covers, both large and small print. Chances are the contents are providing ways to change yourself. Maybe it's tips to adapt your personality, dating style, sexual ability, update your wardrobe, get swimsuit ready. The list is endless, depending on the time of year. When we dig under the headlines, the bottom line is that we're being told that we're not okay as we are, that there's something we need to buy or change in order to become acceptable. Granted, there are times we need to make changes in order to take care of ourselves. When we have reached an unhealthy weight or need to improve our interpersonal skills, then there's work to do. However, at the same time, we can also accept that we are okay where we are in this moment. In graduate school, when I first heard about acceptance as a component of mental health, my alarm bell started to ring. How can we be asked to accept the unacceptable? How can I tell a future client living in an abusive relationship that acceptance was necessary? Later, I learned that acceptance doesn't mean we condone negative behavior or situations where we're in an emotional or physical danger. It also doesn't mean that we accept every bad thing that happens to us. Instead, acceptance comes from taking an honest and compassionate inventory of where we are at this time and how we arrived here, knowing that we may want to make some changes. Acceptance means we stop fighting and judging ourselves for what we are and put that energy into moving forward in a new way if we choose to. I think our ability to practice acceptance takes work. Like a muscle, it gets stronger the more we use it. I wonder what would happen if, on a daily basis, we took one thing about ourselves that we viewed with judgment and instead looked at with compassion. Chances are our mental health would improve, and we'd buy a lot less magazines. I challenge you for the next 2 weeks. Keep track of one thing every day and look at it with compassion about who you are. And I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast.
For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakie.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.